Going into Labor Day weekend, I'm going to go up north. I'm going to go over the bridge. Thought about this a little bit. I put some thought into what I'm going to do with a couple of days of free time. There'll be things that are kind of open to group discussion. There'll be a couple of things that aren't while I'm up there that I've planned on doing for a while. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what about people whose downtime is never structured? The rest of your life is structured with work. And here's your task you've got to get done. And all of these, you go down the list and you're very well planned out. Maybe you're very organized. You're very successful. And then on your downtime, you're just there like, now what? That may not be such a good thing, according to Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. And you find the podcast at drjohnb.com. He's with us now. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And what you said is very true. It's something most people really don't think about. But when people have leisure time, and we'll loosely define that as that time a person is not required to do anything, but when persons like purpose, direction, goal setting, structure, scheduling, they do run the risk of boredom and potential really side effects of boredom, which we really, again, we don't tend to think about these, but they can include substance abuse, risky sexual behavior, anger, domestic violence, obesity, carry over boredom to work and other areas of their lives, let alone we'll even add anxiety and depression. So it's really important that people really have structure. And if I give an example, like if someone says, well, do you mean if somebody decides to sit back and spend 6, 7, 8 hours just listening to music they love, that is not good? I'd say no. I think that's something that's planned. I mean, it's purposeful. There's direction to it. So there's really nothing wrong with that at all. But it's when people just have a lot of time, they become bored, and that can lead to risky behavior, substance abuse, the things that we run into in society. And you'll find this with adolescents as well as adults. If people don't have purpose in all aspects of their life, they do run the risk of running off the real rails and really having some real emotional and physical problems.
So
do you
believe, Doc, that our energies at whatever level, be they mental, physical, or a combination thereof, that they're best channeled?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. Now, see, I'm not saying about becoming this Germanic, you know, the old Prussian, everything.
No.
I'm not talking about that, but I think having purpose, like, what are you going to do? Like, you've already planned what you're going to do this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go to the football game Friday. We're going to be going over to Spring Lake for a couple of days. I mean,
there
basically, our weekend is planned in terms of a leisure time, okay? But people, as I work with people over the years that really get depressed, get bored, take up substance abuse, alcohol, drinking, drugs, call it what you will.
Right.
They are starting wanting to do risky things because they're so bored. Then all of a sudden you see the issue. So we really do have to have some structures, some planning in all aspects of our life, or we just don't seem to function as the social animals we are if we're just kind of blind through life, not good. And again, it also relates to fall back to work, because if people are bored in their leisure time, often they carry over a bad attitude or other things when they do get into the work area. So it's one of those circular bad things that is rarely talked about. How many people talk about the problems if you're bored when you're your leisure time? That's a rare topic, but if you look at it, it's really a big problem. I see it all the time in my work.
Yeah, too much, and the old song called Too Much Time on My Hands, when you don't say you don't have any free time, then suddenly it's only free time, and you go, well, and I'm glad you qualified that before, too, when you said, well, don't over, you know, for this 5 minutes I'm going to in this 3 minutes. No, I don't mean I don't mean that, but like if I like to go, either out in a boat. I like to go fishing. I don't fish a lot, but if I do, I kind of give myself to that. I like planning. I like to plan what I'm going to fish for, when I'm going to do it. I don't just pull over on the road saying, well, today is open. I'll just pull over and suddenly fish. I don't do that. But when I give away to it, you know, that it's relaxing, and I may not be focusing on a lot of hard thought, if you know what I mean.
It's a
total way but there is some I hope to catch fish, and that's about it. There's some purpose to it, not overly scheduled, but people who don't think about any structure to their free time. That's the ones that you're concerned with here.
Absolutely true, because when you get with persons that do a lot of drinking, over-drinking, substance abuse, call it what you will, they often are bored. I mean, they drink because they're bored, okay? And then people that are bored often get depressed. And a lot of people, I'm just using this one example,
you bet,
will be drinking because of their depression. So you run into these odd circles. And the reason when I talk to people about boredom and about structure, a lot of times it's like I'm talking Greek or something, because they don't somehow understand the importance of having a plan when you have this time off. But if you don't, you know, idle hands are dangerous hands, you know, kind of an old thought, too. So
yeah.
An old proverb, if you will. So I think that what we want to do is try to plan to enjoy life. And when we have leisure time, like you say, it doesn't mean that you have to be working on leisure time. But I think fishing is clearly a relaxing activity. And it also allows somebody to go out in the middle of a lake and pretend like they're doing something. What if you just went out there and sat down and read? People would say, what's old Dave Ackerley doing out there? It's kind of an odd thing to do. But on the other hand, that also might be a good thing to be doing, getting away from everybody. But no, I like your point on fishing.
Oh, don't make fun of me here, because I am kidding. But I mean, look, I've done that before on surf. I mean, I've had a line out there and I've been reading, and I've had a line in the water out in salt water. I've done that before, and I'll do it again. I mean, yeah.
Listen, I agree. I mean, listen, if you go anywhere, you go like when we go over to Grand Haven, there are always people on the pier fishing.
You bet.
You go near the rivers. No, listen, I wasn't being critical.
I call that multitasking, relaxing all the way around. I'm enjoying myself in a couple of different ways that life is good. I mean, it absolutely is. Yeah.
I agree with you. I hope all the fishers, people that fish in the world, don't think I made a negative. No,
I know you did.
It's an activity that doesn't put a lot of pressure on you. You enjoy it, and you can think in your an environment where a lot of times there's no one around to bother you either. You can just do your own
thing. Exactly right. And sometimes I like it that way. Or conversely, I'm telling you, there can be a bunch of people around me, and if I'm doing that, I'm I know they're there, but I'm not hyper focused on them. I'm kind of in my own thing at the moment.
True.
And I think that's to me, that's okay. Do you see that people who have a very regimented work life have a hard time? I mean, sometimes it's so regimented, they don't want that. They just figure, I got downtime. The great thing about this, I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to do anything. And they succeed in that, not being anywhere and doing anything. But then it becomes a negative. Is that where it can branch off and become negative?
It doesn't. It doesn't have to, right? But you're right. It can happen that you can be so structured that when you're out of that environment, you all of a sudden you just can't get out of it. You're still trying to be doing things or feel like you have to. But hopefully, when you're in that type of an environment, when you get out of it, you can just go fishing, listen to music, reading, just sitting back and just putting yourself anywhere you want in your own mind, whatever it might be. I mean, there's nothing wrong with even fantasizing, thinking about trips and things and people you can meet. A lot of times people do that, and it's not even a bad thing to do. It sounds maybe a little wacky, but you'll find a lot of times people can just sit back and think maybe they're in Rome or they're in Paris or they're here or there. Just thoughts to kind of enjoy, or places they've been, living through things, thinking about things, or movies they've seen, books they've read, just kind of imagining themselves, you know, in these places or looking and observing and that type thing, trying to identify, if you will. So there's so many things we can do that can be enjoyable. And there's so many people, it's hard to believe, that just can't seem to find anything, or they'll just say, nothing makes me happy. There's nothing I can do. Everything I do turns to baloney, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's hard to work with people that are depressed or anxious or in problems for substance abuse or domestic violence. And when they're telling you there's really nothing they like to do, and I say, well, this is what leads to this. I don't necessarily call it boredom, but it can be boredom, where you just make these ultimately bad decisions. So try to find things that can fill your life with some joy, some pleasure. They don't have to be, like you say, going to Paris for the weekend. They can just as easily be going out on your little boat. I mean, you know,
and less
with a book in your hand, music.
Which is less expensive than going to Paris for the weekend. And I think more relaxing overall than that that crazy jaunt.
I agree with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of options out there. For people right now, but I guess just, you know, putting a little bit of thought to it in advance, doing some of the same planning you do when you're over, you plan your route to work every day. What's the best commute? What's this? Using some of your brain power there to put a positive channel into your leisure time could end up paying big time dividends. Our guest today, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You'll find the podcast at drjohnb.com. It'll reside there shortly with a lot of others that can help you in various stages and areas of your life and that of your family. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. Enjoy your leisure time this weekend post-football, okay?
And listen, and you have fun going over the bridge. Sounds like fun.
We'll do. Good. Thank you, sir. All right.